from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Are you going to have a little salad, some beans, a touch of pasta, some chicken, spaghetti? Give me the meat. Give me the meat.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Pause. Jeez, I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. Okay, I need help from my peeps. That would be a listener. I want if you can get to YouTube, if you can get to the YouTube channel, 95.7 The Game stream.
Yeah.
Get there, because I'm going to hold up to the camera.
Oh God.
A photo. And I need help. This is a flat out mystery. So I'm flying back from Philly to San Francisco on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going, hey, Midwest, the plains, the Great Plains. And I love those things now you can do with the front seat where you can see where the plane is.
Wait, what?
Flight tracker.
Where do you sit?
I said, I was in 31F. I'm a man of the people.
Economy?
No, you know, worse than economy. So you know the things that are in the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
And you can follow, it tells you how fast the plane's going. It tells you what cities you're over. You don't know what I'm talking about?
I usually fly Southwest. There's no screens.
Okay. But anyway, it's called Flight Tracker, and it's fun because you just hit it at any time, and you know exactly where you are, and you know exactly how long it's going to be till you get there or how long you've flown. And yeah, it's got a little 3D thing. It's pretty cool.
Jesus.
Anyway, so I'm looking at this thing in front of me. And I notice, hey, we're getting to California.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if we were in Nevada crossing over. Utah doesn't border. But, you know, in that area.
Yeah.
So
Arizona.
I hit the map, and I noticed that Half Dome is a ways off.
Sure.
Then I see a place on the map called Tonopah. Tonopah.
Is it short for to no place?
I don't know. It's Tonopah. I look out the window, okay, and I see this monstrous disc-looking thing on the ground.
Okay,
it looks like a flying saucer, but it's not.
That's what I thought it was.
It's sitting on the ground, and it's silver and it's shining, but it doesn't look like a solar panel. Anyway, I'm going to hold it up because I took a picture because it was wild. I should have taken the picture sooner, but I didn't think of it. So here I'm gonna. So this is the picture on YouTube.
Are you sure we can even see it?
I don't know. But anyway,
get to YouTube and Twitch.
I start looking to find out what this thing is, and I have no luck. So then on Tuesday, hold on, Spadoni. On Tuesday, I see my main man, Sal Castaneda, KTVU, and I say, look, I saw this thing. And we started to look, and we could not find what this thing is. It's immense. It is absolutely immense, and it looks like a flying saucer. It's silver. It looks like it's got pieces in it that are concentric. Yeah, that's it, concentric circles. I can't find out what this thing is. Anyway, 888-957-9570.
You want to know my theory?
Hold on. Yeah, let's...
All right. Sorry, Spadone.
Hold on. I want you guys what you think it is, because I know what it is.
Okay.
I found out.
And let's see how many people listening actually know what I'm talking about. So
well,
go ahead.
If Tonopa is indeed short for To Know Place, then I'm imagining that it is close to either a reservation or one of the Nevada national security sites, which means you may or may not have seen Area 51. That's my theory.
So, but a nuclear site would be, like, there'd be nothing there.
Well, it's not a nuclear site. Area 51 is allegedly housing a lot of extraterrestrials.
I thought that was in New Mexico, though.
Well, Roswell. Mexico.
That's Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Oh, Area 51?
No, Roswell, New Mexico is different from Area 51. You're right, Evan.
Thank you.
Thinking of Roswell.
Thank you, Spadone.
Okay.
Yeah. Go watch Oppenheimer.
Is he right?
No, they are commercial solar farms.
No, it wasn't.
It's a front.
Yes, they are. There's literally everyone saying it right outside of the Las Vegas airport. There's everyone saying this.
It's a front.
Wait, it's a what?
The commercial solar farms. There's many of them that that border California, Arizona, and everyone's just saying.
Okay, so what I saw, is that one farm or is that multiple farms?
Well, the original farm was only a farm.
I'm not an expert in solar stuff, Sarny. Maybe we can get an expert on here to talk about it, but that is just what they are.
I'm with the 650. Post it on Reddit and say you see what this thing is. You would be surprised the amount of detailed, not always accurate, but detailed and entertaining answers you'd get on there.
Yeah, if it's a solar farm, I need to know whether what I saw was one farm. It had to be one farm. It was one concentric circle.
You can also post our hypotheticals. But I do think, for example, if you're going to post on Reddit, what's your biggest, if you could take a sports mulligan. Because that's what George Kittle was asked about in the Dan Patrick show a couple days ago. And what would be the mulligan you'd take in the Super Bowl? And, of course, George Kittle was like, I think we had one turnover. I'd probably take that back.
So you're sticking it to McCaffrey.
Basically.
Yeah.
He's probably pissed off. He just got $20 million guaranteed. The guy fumbled the ball in the biggest game of the year.
Now, Kittle doesn't mess with other guys' money.
No, he also doesn't catch the ball.
Let's go to Rich in Fremont real quick. And here's the one thing I've noticed. We haven't gotten a text or a call about this mystery. Something's going on outside Tonopah that people don't know about it. What's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Evan, what's up, man? Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Look, when I call in, and by the way, ATCO Pest Control pays my money.
Yes, sir. So, and mine.
And Goose.
Okay. When I call in, Steiny, I tend to disagree with you, okay?
That's why you call in so infrequently.
Get them.
You definitely, I am going to get them on this one, okay? Look, Steiny, I may disagree with you, but I got great love for you, brother.
I know you do, Rich. Thank you.
But this is the thing. I got to disagree with you about taking the 73-9 team over the 2022 championship, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because of the fact that the 73-9, everybody knew that we were going to win the title that year.
True.
There was no question.
No doubt.
But the injuries that sustained in those last couple of games caused us to lose that title. And because of that, we lost Kevin Durant. And then there were so many questions as to whether or not this team could put up another title because time was against us. There was no question of that. Okay? And then in 2022, we get the title. And no one had us in it. And we get the title. And we get it without Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why the 2022 championship was much better than the 73-5 season. And not taking anything away from Golden State winning that many games.
I hear you.
But we didn't capture the ultimate prize. And in 2022, we did it, and it's still Steph's team. There's no question of that. So in my opinion,
gotcha.
No. You can take the 73-9 because I didn't want us to lose, but we did. Okay? So the 2022 is just much more savior to the palate of the mouth, brother.
Gotcha.
We got it in 2022, and no one picked us. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, man. What Rich is talking about, if you're just joining us, you know me, I love my hypotheticals. God, I love hypotheticals.
Yes, you do.
And I was just thinking about this 2016 year when the Warriors won 73-9, but lost the finals. And I just shouted out, if you're a Warrior fan, would you, I'll give you the 2016 championship, but I'm taking 2022 from you. Would are you taking that deal? And Evan said no. And I said I would take it in a heartbeat because you can then claim that you saw the greatest team in history and nobody can ever debate it. Now, I don't think there's a right or wrong on this. It's opinion. But if you said to me, okay, Steiny, would you take the Warriors win in 15, 16, let's say 18 and 19, or 15, 17, 18, 22, I think I'm taking the first one.
See, I think no matter what, there would be debate. And the reason why, I'll use the Boston Celtics this year as an example. The Boston Celtics I don't know if they'll sweep, but they're going to win the NBA Finals at some point.
All right.
If they sweep, they will have gone 16-2 through the postseason. They are a 64-win regular season team. They have the third or fourth best, I forget, net rating in the history of basketball. In fact, I actually think it's slightly better, if not in the same category, as the 73-win team. The best team by net rating or by metrics is the 96 Bulls.
All right.
Who did finish it off, and they won the championship. They won 72 games. I just feel like nobody would ever put, in my opinion, no one is going to put these Boston Celtics in the same category as the 73-win Warriors. I would take that team instantaneously to beat these Celtics, even though they didn't win the chip. I just feel like there's debate no matter what. Even if they had won the title, which what they were expected to, there would still be people coming out of the woodwork saying, well, the 96 Bulls would have, bludgeoned these guys, and this Warriors team couldn't play back in those days. Or if there's a future team that wins 70 games, wins the title. It's the beauty of sports, but it's also just what happens. Like, yes, you're right. They would have everything on their resume. But I also think the Boston Celtics have a lot of things on their resume right now that puts them in the same category as other historic teams that I myself would not consider them a part of. They have the number one offensive rating in the history of basketball. And I don't think that they're in the same class as some of the greatest teams ever.
I got to answer. We might have answers. Let's go to John in the 650.
Oh, on the dish?
Yes, on the dish. Well, it's not a dish.
Yes.
Hello, John.
Hello. How are you?
Dynamite. So you know what I'm talking about.
I think I have a good theory. They are mirrors. They are mirrors that are reflecting the sun, that are hitting a tank full of water, that boils the water to create the steam to drive a generator.
Oh. Okay. Yay!
John, that's my theory.
All right, that's your theory. Thank you, John.
What do you do, John?
Well, I'm the scientist.
Who the hell's John?
Well, let's go to Tony. Tony in Richmond says he thinks
the
he knows.
Answer we've got.
And let's see if John was right. Hey, Tony, you think you know what I'm talking about?
Of course I do.
Oh, sweet. Give it to me.
Yeah, John was close, but first off, the town is Tonopah.
Oh, all right.
It's Indian town called Tonopah. And a mirror. No, that was a UFO you saw, Steiny. That was it. As a spaceship from outer space.
Yeah, it's so disappointing, Tony. So disappointing.
What do you mean?
He's just kidding.
I know he's kidding.
And he's making a horse's behind out of me.
Oh.
And now we still don't have the answer. We got to rely on John.
Well, then we do have the answer. It's a mirror.
Well,
to create steam for generators.
Listen, I would.
It's not as sexy.
I used to be a journalist. We always needed two sources before it became a fact. And John.
Well, this is new media.
I think John might be right, but I need. That's it. He said it was a theory. He even acknowledged he wasn't 100% sure. So now we've been talking about it for 25 minutes, and you know what? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what that thing was.
Danny, you're wrong, buddy.
No, I'm not wrong. Then somebody tell me what it was.
Watch the game again.
Somebody tell me what it was.
Watch the game again, then, Danny.
I think you saw Area 51. I seriously do. Or part of it. Mm-hmm. It's probably all underground, but...
Anyway,
you got to keep the aliens cool.
I'm in an airplane going from Philadelphia to San Francisco, and we're kind of near the California border, near a town called Tonopah. I don't even believe that he knows that he was just trying to schnooker us. Anyway, I saw this monster structure of what looked like metallic concentric circles. It was huge. I took a photo of it, and I held the photo up to the YouTube, and I said, can somebody tell me what this thing was or is? And as far as I'm concerned right now, I still don't have an answer. We don't have an answer.
And I think that's what the government wants you to believe.
Well, I do think that's a possibility. Look, Spadoni's... When's the last time Spadoni's ever been flummoxed?
He's perplexed back there. I already said
what it was.
Well, what'd you say?
It's a solar farm.
Okay, and my question was I looking at one solar farm, or was that big disc multiple farms?
It's all right near each other, it's one farm. So, like, if you've ever been on an actual farm with, like, there's, like, apple trees sometimes, and they got sunflowers over here.
But let me tell you something, Joe. One of the things I love to do when I'm flying is look out the window at terrain. I love it. It's something I just love.
Well, you weren't looking out the window.
Yes, I was.
You were looking at your screen.
No. I was looking at the screen in front of me and then out the window to try to figure out what was near this thing that I could then tell people. So here's the other thing, Spadoni. I've been looking out windows of airplanes for, I would say, 20 years. I've never seen anything like it. That leads me to believe there aren't multiple of these things around. So I'm questioning whether there really are more solar farms if that's one. I think if it is a solar farm, I think there's only one of them in the United States.
Definitely more than one solar farm. But there's...
You don't even know what a solar farm is. You have never heard that term up until 15 minutes ago. Do not act like you know.
Isn't a solar farm just a large grouping of solar panels that are made to harvest the sun, a.k.a. a solar farm? I could be wrong about this. That might be what Big Brother wants me to believe. And that, I think, is what, in a weird place, that Big Brother wanted you to believe, Steiny, that this big saucer-looking item or, I don't know, thing, it's, you know what it is?
What?
It's a diversion. It's a diversion from where your attention actually needed to be, which was somewhere around the desert that has the answers to all of our country's mysteries in regards to extraterrestrial research. But you're so locked into this saucer-looking thing that you missed the entire boat.
Let's go to Francisco in San Jose. He says he can answer the dish. Hey, Francisco. Hey, buddy.
It's called the Crescent Dune Solar Energy Project. Okay. It is 190 miles near Tonopah.
Okay. You know what? I believe you, Francisco. Thank you for the call, but I got another question. I got another question. So apparently it's the Crescent Dune Solar Energy Project. What's the project? What is the project? What is going on out there? I think we got issues out there.
Isn't that just a solar farm? A solar energy project. Yeah, Spadoni told us last 20 minutes ago.
It sounds to me like they're working on something out there that they're not finished with, and they don't even know what it's going to do or what it's doing now.
I think over the course of this conversation, you're Luka Doncic. You picked up six fouls. And the solar farm, yeah, count the bucket, all right? That is the exact definition of a solar farm. Thank you very much.
So it has the concentric circles. That's part of being a solar farm. Okay, well, good. You know what? Hey, you young people need to understand this. I'll tell you a little story about the five-minute fool and the lifetime fool. Have you ever heard that story?
No, I've heard the old bull and the young bull.
No, I've heard that one too. I heard that recently.
Yeah, misuses that, by the way.
The five-minute fool versus the lifetime fool.
Nadal and Alcaraz.
Okay. I saw something out the plane window, and I didn't know what it was, and I asked what it was, and I got a lot of ridicule, and I got a lot of teasing, and I got a lot of laughter at my expense.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I was a fool for 5 minutes. Last 5 minutes, I've been a fool. However, if I don't ask the question, I never find out what those things are, that solar farm, and I remain unknowing of that for the rest of my life, which makes me a lifetime fool because I never did find out what it was. So you know what? I'll take 5 minutes of ridicule and feel good that it is the Crescent Dunes solar energy project.
Shut up. You want to read that last message from the 650 on the Xfinity mobile text line? I think it's pretty spot on.
Steiny is doing to Evan that one?
Yeah.
Steiny is doing to Evan what Goo does to Steiny. The last caller was Willard, and now Steiny believes. Let's go to Paulie in San Francisco, wrap this up.
By that one.
You think Brett Boone knows what that thing was?
10 minutes.
What's up, Paulie?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey. Taking my call real quick.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to confirm Stoney, the man. He knows what's going on. You guys got to listen to him a little bit more often. And Francisco as well.
Okay.
The affirmation is it's called the Crescent Dunes Solar Energy Project. This is a easy thing if you ever look up Wikipedia or if you're a Google Maps enthusiast like myself.
Hey, am I detecting a tone there?
Yes.
Come on, you're my man. What are you talking about? I love to hear you. Let's go at it, big guy. Hey, so first and foremost, though, it does look like a UFO project, and it probably is, but they're just calling it the Crescent Dunes Energy Project.
That's what I said from the start.
Okay,
you're right.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, but we're going to believe what we're going to believe, okay? Thanks for taking my call.
Sir.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You know, I thought I did check with Google, and I couldn't find out. So, of course, you can go to Google. You know what, though? That's the art that is lost on the young generation.
Google?
I could look on Google, and I could get my answer. But you know what was a more rewarding life experience? Conversing with people using words and having dialogue and going back and forth. So I appreciate the call from Francisco and Pauly, and that was far more fulfilling in getting that answer. Google. You gotta Google it.
You know, I think that actually makes you closer to the younger generation than you think, because you chose not to do your own research, and you just took the opinions of everybody else who just called into the show. And I do believe them, because Fedoni also told us at the very beginning what it was.
No, he was not right. He said solar farm.
We can run the tape after Brett. Yeah. We can run the tape after Brett Boone.
But you didn't know any specifics.
Crescent Dunes Energy. I'm not a scientist. I graduated from San Francisco State with a radio degree.
That's one of those
glasses.
That's one of those Joey Crawfords coming out. No bucket. No bucket.
You know, you were doing the fool analogy. I'd like to go back to Obi-Wan Kenobi in A New Hope, Star Wars Episode 1.
Actually, that
didn't see that one.
It's in the future.
Who's more foolish, Steiny?
Yeah.
The fool or the fool who follows him?
Yeah. Sit on that one for a while.
Does the fool who's following him know that it's a fool he's following? That would be my question.
You just answered a question with a question?
And here's the
he's too old.
Here's the and by the way, if you're out there and you've listened to the first 2 hours of the show, I'm going to state a fact that you probably will understand, puts two and two together. The boss is sick today.
Yes, he is.
The boss not in the office today. So does it all become clear now?
Well, I also believe one of his kids is graduating today, right?
Who graduates on a Thursday?
I don't want to say the wrong name, but one of the younger Higgins is graduating today.
Buddy? What are Nahegans? Nahegan has kids?
Shout out to the boss and specifically his child that is graduating.
Now, we got the goal, my brother.
Brett Boone.
Yes. Hey, listen, we're talking baseball on the other side. Trust me. With Brett Boone.
You think he's heard of Crescent Dunes?
We're not going to do that. It's not going to be the old Michael Irvin. Have you ever been to Idaho?
Yeah, he's played in a lot of markets, Steiny.
I'll tell you what.
He might have some takes.
Tonopah's got a big, big stadium. Like, it's vast, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he'd make it look small, though.
All right, Brett Boone on the other side. And that segment was brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.